you have an issue in work or a problem, then there's two things you really need to consider carefully before you move ahead or take any action. The first thing is, and I'm seeing this all the time, quite frankly, first thing is you need to find out if there is a genuine issue or claim or cause of action. In other words, a step with serious consequences that you can take. Because without that, it may be the case that you simply have a grievance or a complaint or a dissatisfaction or an unhappiness or a feeling of frustration or a feeling of unfairness. But all of these things are not of much benefit to you, quite frankly, if there isn't some way, some remedy open to you. So that's the first thing you need to consider carefully. Second thing you really need to consider is the long-term strategy. In other words, you need to think like a chess player to a certain extent. You need to think not just one move ahead or two moves ahead, but maybe even three moves ahead. There's a phrase that I use all the time when I'm giving advice to employees. That is, you can win the battle and lose the war. In other words, you need to be strategic in the action you take and in the decisions you take. And by strategic, I mean, where can you go next if you have a particular problem or a particular issue and you take a step? What's the consequence? Let me explain. Let's say you have a grievance or a feeling of being treated unfairly or a feeling of frustration in the workplace. That may be a grievance. It may be to do with, dignity at work. It may be to do with being taken for granted. It may be a sense of frustration. What may be open to you may only be bringing a grievance, bringing a complaint. The outcome of that complaint then will be your complaint will be upheld or it won't be upheld. And you may get the opportunity to appeal then after that. You may get the opportunity to appeal the outcome, but that would probably be the end of it. That's the end of it, okay? So where is step two or step three or step four? It may not exist. In other words, you may just suck it up, the disappointing decision, the disappointing outcome. And you may then turn around and say, what was the point in doing that? What was the point in bringing that grievance? What was the point in making that complaint about that colleague or that boss? Because things are now even worse. And I've brought a complaint and it hasn't been upheld, and the relationship between me and that other person is even worse. That's what I mean by being strategic. I'm not saying for a minute that you shouldn't bring a complaint or try to take action if you feel you are being treated unfairly or without dignity or you have a genuine grievance or complaint. I'm not saying not to take any action, but I am saying to consider strategically the moves you're going to make down the line. So it may well be the case that if it's only a grievance, you may have to draw a line under it after a certain point, and the relationship in the workplace may be degraded and disimproved between perhaps you and the employer and you and the person you have complained against. On the other hand, you may have a situation, for example, of blatant unlawfulness. For example, say, let's just for the sake of the argument, sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. Say you're sexually harassed in the workplace. And you then bring that to the attention of the employer and you make a complaint and the employer does nothing. The next step then in the chess game, the next move you have that's open to you is to bring a complaint to the WRC. And if you can win your case at the WRC, if you can prove your case at the WRC that you have been the victim of sexual harassment in the workplace, that you have tried to sort out the issue in the workplace yourself by bringing it to the attention of your employer has a duty of care. Your employer has other duties as well and other obligations to provide a safe place of work, to provide a place of work that's free from discrimination and harassment and sexual harassment. If the employer has failed, then, as I say, you can go to WRC, bring a claim for discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation or whatever it is, sexual harassment, and you could be awarded up to 2 years' salary. So I hope you recognise the huge difference between, on the one hand, making a complaint or a grievance, the outcome of which may be your complaint is upheld or your complaint is not upheld, and a sexual harassment case, for example, where if the grievance or complaint that you bring, assuming you bring it internally first, and you probably would be well advised to, but assuming that you do, if it's not upheld or if the employer simply poo-poos it or doesn't take any action, then that is a completely different ballgame, because move two or move three in that particular chess game involves you going to the WRC or perhaps even the circuit court. But the bottom line is you need to make a qualitative judgment about where you go next with your different scenarios, your different situation. And I'm not looking to trivialise, I don't wish to trivialise anything that happens in the workplace. It's not a chess game, but I'm simply making the analogy, I'm simply making the comparison, and I'm simply encouraging you to think one or two or three moves ahead, not just the next move, because the next move may see you being boxed into a corner or indeed checkmated to a certain extent, and then the relationship between you and the employer is even poorer and your career is damaged or impaired and the relationship is poor and so on and so forth. So they are two things that I would recommend you as an employee with an issue or problem in the workplace consider. One, is there sufficient meat on the bone? Is there an actual breach that will lead to a justiciable cause of action, a justiciable claim, a claim to the WRC or a claim in some court? That's number one. Number two, are you thinking strategically? Are you thinking not just about making this complaint or bringing this complaint to the WRC or bringing this action or taking this step? Are you thinking about what happens then and then what happens and then what happens? Hope you find this video useful. I see a lot of employees on a regular basis. I advise them, and I do find from time to time that when they come to me and they have taken a particular step, I do find that sometimes they are absolutely frustrated to discover that had they known what I have told them in the consultation, they may not have taken the step that they took. In other words, they might be better off getting the advice first, and they might be better off thinking strategically. And a very good example of that is somebody who hands in their notice, resigns from the job, and then comes to me and says, do I have a case for a constructive dismissal? And most times I have to tell them that they don't, because most times they haven't exhausted the internal procedure first. And, you know, obviously that's very, very frustrating for somebody who's been in a job for a good period of time and who have now handed in their notice and who have actually just handed their employer a get out of jail free card. So I hope you find this video useful. If you do, I would appreciate if you give the thumbs up down below. And you may be interested in subscribing to my YouTube channel. If you are, hit the subscribe button down below and click on the bell icon, and you'll be notified then when I bring out a new video.